you stare with your ears. There is only one monitor.
Well, this is Barry Nelson with Monitor. At the end of quite a week for news, the United Nations agreed to consider the problem of Vietnam. The Russians took pictures of the moon, and that camera up there seems to be moving now, maybe. President Johnson flew to Hawaii to confer with South Vietnam leaders. Last and least, another battle in the continuing war of the sexes. The young man, who was editor of the Yale newspaper, beat the young lady editor of the Harvard paper in a grueling game of jacks. That ought to give the old bulldog something to bow-wow about, and it should fill the dog catcher with some enthusiasm. On our team this half hour, we have Jonathan Winters and Joe Garagiola, both winners. And here's the original Tijuana Taxi by the Tijuana Brass. Monitor Sports Bulletin. Doug Sanders birdied the first hole of a sudden death playoff with Arnold Palmer to win the Bob Hope Desert Classic Golf Tournament. First prize, $15,000. Palmer picked up $8,000.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace anytime and any place. So,
hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Monitor Comedy Time. Jonathan Winters' sketchbook. And here is Jonathan Winters with one of his impressions of improbable people. May we have the sketch, please?
Today we're interviewing a typical Iowa farmer who will tell us some of the problems he has had during the past year on his huge farm here.
Well, my name is Melvin Gohard, and I'm with the Gohard Brothers.
Your chickens laid a record number of eggs this year, and we were very interested in knowing what you did to cause this tremendous productivity on the part of your hens.
Well, that's a long collegiate question there. But I will say this. It's very simple. I've got a family of 12, and that's the missus and 10 other kids. That we've never named them anything but boys and girls. Isn't that unusual in our little valley? You'll hear Tom or Hard. We have an occasional neighbors come over, and they'll say, what's his name? I just say, boy. He's a boy. And what's her name? Girl. Boy and girl. And we think it's unusual. We have no betterness. And one boy doesn't have to go up to have his name changed or anything like that. Just, hey, boy. And they all come, too. That's another thing. Hey, boy. And they run. And the girls stand there. You asked me this with regard to chickens, right, and laying of eggs. What we did is this. We get me and the missus and the kids, that's 12 of us, as I say, get dressed up as weasels once a week, little weasels. And we go in there and make wild sounds, put on a record, and boy, there's eggs right up to your earlobes.
What is that you're building over there where some of the rains have washed out part of the farm there?
That's a fall-in shelter.
Fall in
it. Yeah, that's right. In case of anything, you just fall into it.
I see. Well, what do you expect to raise next year now?
Raise cane. That's funny down where we're from. It'll lay a big bomb on the radio, but boy, when you just say raise cane, the folks down home are going to die when they hear that. A lot of them have to.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gohard. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you, sir. I've enjoyed some of it.
Jonathan Winters, a regular, each weekend on Monitor.
Swing fever, got swing fever. Can't wait, why wait for an 88? They're great! Swinging over 2-0, stepping up an L-O, swinging out in an 88. Got the fever, swing fever, swinging 2-0.
Swing fever, what a feeling. You can't wait for spring to swing over to Ohl's. So why fight it? Buy an Ohl's 88. Your choice of Jetstar, Dynamic, or Delta. They're all Toronado inspired. See your Oldsmobile dealer. Go on, give in to the urge for an Ohl's 88. Step out front in a rocket action Ohl's, and spring will be a little great this year.
Got the fever, swing fever. Swinging too old.
Music and Joe Garagiola in the very near future. Very near, very near. Here on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Monitor, and I'm your host, Barry Nelson.
And here comes Billy Vaughn. And with him's an orchestra, and behind them is a chorus to prove that a pretty melody is like a girl called Michelle.
I want you, I want you, I want you. I think you. Try to say this chapstick lip twister fast. Plump Prudence's parched lips are peeling. But it's easy if you do it this way. When Plump Prudence's parched lips are peeling, chapstick goes on.
When Plump Prudence's parched lips are peeling, chapstick goes on. Prudence's parents provide plenty.
Chapstick Lip Balm, the fast relief for dry chapped lips. You'll find lips stay comfortable when chapstick goes on.
If you can't say anything nice about your present cigarette, come on over to the L&M side, just for the taste of it.
Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
Come on over to the L&M side, just for the taste of it.
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life.
It seems like only yesterday, and I can hear my little girl say, "Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Kenny, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy."
Was it really so long ago she'd come to me and she'd want to know, "Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Lee. He wants to carry my books for me. Kenny, Daddy? Is it all right, Dad? He's got freckles, Dad."
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
Then came ponytails and jeans, and my little girl was in her teens.
"Popsy, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Popsy?"
"He's cute, Popsy. We'll be home early, Popsy." Before I knew it, time had flown, and how my little girl had grown. Now it was, "Father, there's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Oh, can we borrow the car, Pop?" Yes, it seems like only yesterday I heard my lovely daughter say, "Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said yes, Dad. That something in your eye, Dad? I love him, Dad."
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. "Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was going to babysit with him." "Thanks, Dad.
Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad.
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
Mike Douglas there with his hit song. Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola and a new look at an old champion. Here's Joe.
Boxing news wasn't always bad news, and I'll be back with some words on that subject from a champion. You know, one of winter's most popular indoor sports is bridge, but there's one bridge game that's no fun to play, and it has to do with icy roads. At this time of year, road ice is tricky, and even trickier when you have to travel across a bridge, because here, the road surface is cooled from below as well as from above. Even if the road itself is clear, you stand a good chance of ice on the bridges. So drive accordingly and ease up. And here's a tip that can help you be prepared for the worst the winter has to offer. It's Certified Car Care, part of the customer care program at your local Dodge or Chrysler Plymouth dealers. With Certified Car Care, you get your car winterized, and winterized right. You get a written record of the work performed, so there's no guesswork. And you're sure of the finest in technicians and factory-engineered parts. First rule, drive carefully this winter. Second rule, winterize now with Certified Car Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers. Good deal? You bet. Sometimes it's difficult to realize that this country has a whole adult generation that doesn't remember the Depression. Jimmy Braddock remembers it. He was a prize fighter who was making a living on the docks, figuring he was washed up. And then came his big break when he was signed to fight a semifinal in Madison Square Garden against Corn Griffin. He was asked what it meant to him.
Well, that meant getting back in the boxing game again. I had been out for 8 months, and it looked as though I was finished with boxing, but there was a chance to get back in again. And of course, I wasn't in great shape physically, but my body was in great shape from working on the docks, the work I was doing. I was on the floor that night, but I got up to knock out Griffin, and that started that great comeback I made in the year of 34-35.
Now Jimmy Braddock was being called the Cinderella Man, and he fought and won until finally came the night of June 13th, 1935, when he fought Max Baer for the heavyweight championship. What did he remember about that night?
Well, I remember that I knew what I was going to do when I got in the ring. I had seen Max box a few times and had the idea of how I was going to fight him if I did have the opportunity to meet him. And I just kept sticking Max with left hands and breaking up his attack. But he hit me with a few good punches, but that was expected. I could take a punch. I knew how to take one or two, but... The fight wore on, and I said to Max a few times, I said, Max, come on, you're getting away behind. I get up around the eighth round, and I told him that, and he tried harder, but it didn't seem to do him any good. With the left hand, I kept moving and kept breaking up all his attacks.
Boxing took Jimmy Braddock from a life that meant part-time work on the docks and even the experience of going on relief to keep his family together. So it's easy to figure that he doesn't go along with the people who talk about abolishing it. But he recognizes that it's in trouble, and he feels that two things could help it. One is more of the fighters of the type the game used to have. The other is more fight clubs.
That's what boxing needs, fellas like Dempsey and Lewis and Marciano and them great crowd pleasers and who got the fans excited, and they come out to see boxing. I feel that the answer lies in a small club where the small club gets an operation again and gets developing more fighters and getting the boxing fans interested once again in boxing.
Another thing that boxing needs is a combination of the man, the fighter, and the story that made James J. Braddock one of the most popular of all the heavyweight champions. But combinations like that are hard to come by, and boxing is lucky to have had the one that they had. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
Joe Garagiola is regular on Monitor each weekend, and you can also listen to Joe weekdays on NBC Radio. Monitor, you're spanning the continent on NBC Radio. In Helena, Montana, we're heard on KBLL, the station that serves the area between Yellowstone and Glacier Parks. Right now, Helena, we must leave you for a moment. But we'll be back. This is Barry Nelson for Monitor.
Stare at Orange. This weekend on Monitor with me, Ken Nordine.